We started by sort of evaluating, you know, what do you know that very few people have heard about, or things that are weird, or things that are special, or things that are kind of under the radar or secret. So we came up with just sort of a working list, and then we kind of started dividing it into categories a little bit. So we wanted to see, you know, do we have enough dining? Do we have enough entertainment? Do we have outdoor spaces? Just to see where everything fell. And then we sent our writers out to the four corners of the city to find everything from the world's smallest church to the Cincinnati chapter of the International Laurel and Hardy Appreciation Society, otherwise known as the Chimp Tent.
Yeah, that was a good one. I never heard of that one.
I know. Isn't that fun? There's a guy who has put together the local chapter. The society, they're called the Sons of the Desert, which is after a Laurel and Hardy movie, and each individual chapter is called a tent, and they pick their name from another Laurel and Hardy movie, and they have a screening every other month.
The smallest church that you mentioned before, where is that?
That is the Monte Cassino Chapel, and it is actually on the grounds of Thomas More College. It's like 6 feet by 9 feet. And the funny thing about this is that it's so hidden and underground, no one really seems to know the complete history of it.
And you have another church which has been turned into a recording studio.
That's right. That's right. The monastery over in Walnut Hills. Chordinsky, who everybody knows for his work with Over the Rhine and other local music acts. He's also a producer, and he uses this as his studio and a very, very occasional performance space.
And, of course, there are a few of the things on the list that I've heard of, and perhaps others have as well. For example, the old amphitheater, the operating room at the University of Cincinnati. I think I've been to a news conference there once or twice. That's how I know about that one.
Right, right.
And the little beautiful reading area outside, just outside the main public library. It's very lovely, but you really don't see that many people out there.
Right, right. It's sort of hidden in plain sight.
There's the Cincinnati Cooks Chef's Table. What's that?
The Cincinnati Cooks Chef's Table is an outgrowth of the Cincinnati Cooks program, which is run by Free Store Food Bank. Free Store Food Bank does Cincinnati Cooks giving job training to lower income folks. And after that training is completed, I think it's 8 weeks or 10 weeks, the second portion of training that students there can get is called Second Course, and it covers fine dining for them. So what they would do then is there's a dinner, I think it's every month, and they have a 5-course meal, and each student is responsible for a particular course from beginning to end, and it is, I believe, $50, $40 per person, $40 per person, and you get this wonderful 5-course meal. They get to work on their skills, and it's really something that I had certainly never heard about. Our dining editor mentioned it, and she says that she's been, and from her description of the food, it sounds like a pretty fabulous deal.
Amanda Boyd Walters is deputy editor of Cincinnati Magazine. She says one of the city's other little-known treasures is the mosaic called American Wildlife. Local minimal realist artist Charlie Harper created the mural, which is in the John Weld Peck Federal Building in downtown Cincinnati. I'm Steve Hirschberg.